News time is now 5:29. Another check of your ride into work on this Monday morning. And we're getting some texts, Heather Kelly, about some weather, and really depending on where you are.
Yeah, definitely. One of our texters is saying that there's moderate to heavy rain in Hooper, Utah, which is up further up north, and heavy rain in Tooele County as well. That is really reducing the speeds there. It's also between SR-36 and I-80. And then the spray in Kaysville and in Kaysville-Centerville area is... one texter is saying that they're doing normal speeds, but I really wouldn't advise it. That you really want to slow down those speeds. You can hydroplane in just a minimal amount of water, and we see far too many crashes during this time when people think, oh, there's not a lot of rain out there, not a lot of water, I can just go however fast I want to. Well, then you get accidents. So please slow down your speeds. Just allow a few extra minutes on your drive getting into downtown Salt Lake this morning. No problems on most of the other roadways. It's dry in Utah County right now. In fact, it's dry as you round the point of the mountain all the way up to the Sandy Midvale area. But we're still looking at the final cleanup of this crash on Bangor Highway northbound at the 201 freeway ramps. Introducing Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, one price, one person, 1 hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Opening October 17th in Farmington or online at mercedesfarmington.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.